January 8th, 1964, the President presents his first State of the Union message.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. President, members of the House and Senate, my fellow Americans, let this session of Congress be known as the session which did more for civil rights than the last 100 sessions combined, as the session which enacted the most far-reaching tax cut of our time, as the session which declared all-out war on human poverty and unemployment in these United States. As the session which finally recognized the health needs of all of our older citizens. As the session which reformed our tangled transportation and transit policies. As the session which achieved the most effective, efficient foreign aid program ever. And as the session which helped to build more homes and more schools and more libraries and more hospitals than any single session of Congress in the history of our republic. All this and more can and must be done. Let us carry forward the plans and programs of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, not because of our sorrow or sympathy, but because they are right. And in his memory today, I especially ask all members of my own political faith, in this election year, to put your country ahead of your party and to always debate principles, never debate personalities. For my part, I pledge a progressive administration which is efficient and honest and frugal. Let me make one principle of this administration abundantly clear. All of these increased opportunities in employment and education and housing and in every field must be open to Americans of every color. Today, Americans of all races stand side by side in Berlin and in Vietnam. They died side by side in Korea. Surely they can work and eat and travel side by side in their own country. Must also lift by legislation the bars of discrimination against those who seek entry into our country, particularly those with much needed skills and those joining their families. In establishing preferences, a nation that was built by the immigrants of all lands can ask those who now seek admission, what can you do for our country? But we should not be asking, in what country were you born? For our ultimate goal is a world without war, a world made safe for diversity, in which all men, goods, and ideas can freely move across every border and every boundary. We can fight, if we must, as we have fought before, but we pray that we will never have to fight again. My good friends and my fellow Americans, in these last 7 sorrowful weeks, we have learned anew that nothing is so enduring as fate, and nothing is so degrading as hate. John Kennedy was a victim of hate, but he was also a great builder of faith. Faith in our fellow Americans, whatever their creed or their color or their station in life. Faith in the future of man, whatever his divisions and differences. This faith was echoed in all parts of the world. On every continent and in every land to which Ms. Johnson and I traveled, we found faith and hope and love toward this land of America and toward our people. So I ask you now, in the Congress and in the country, to join with me in expressing and fulfilling that faith, in working for a nation that is free from want, and a world that is free from hate. A world of peace and justice and freedom and abundance for our time and for all time to come.
January 20th, 1964. Disarmament, a strong statement by a confident president.
The best way to begin disarming is to begin, and we shall hear any plan, go any place, make any plea, and play any part that offers a realistic prospect for peace. Disarmament is not merely the government's business. It is your business. It is everyone's business. It is the concern, or should be, of every parent and teacher, every public servant, and every private citizen. So I ask your support for these measures. I ask your prayers for peace. This world has had its fill of war. We want a just and lasting peace. And with your help, and with God's help, we shall achieve it.
Speaking at the Lincoln Memorial at the conclusion of the mourning period, these words by our president perhaps best express the credo of Lyndon Johnson, man of destiny, president of the United States of America. We buried Abraham Lincoln and John Kennedy, but we did not bury their dreams or their visions. They are our dreams and our visions today. For President Lincoln and John Kennedy move towards those nobler dreams and those larger visions where the needs of the people dwell, where a fight for a better life for more people is their legacy to their countrymen. It is the coin of which their worth shall be counted. It is the gauge by which their memory shall be measured. In this land and around the world, those whose hopes are meager plead for change. Those whose children are hungry and illiterate pray for sustenance and knowledge. Those whose dignity is blunted and whose liberties are scarce cry out for equality and decency and opportunity. And on this eve of Christmas, in this time of grief and unity, of sadness and continuity, let there be for all people in need the light of an era of new hope and a time of new resolve. Let the light shine, and let this Christmas be our thanksgiving and our dedication. May God bless this land and all who live in it. For let us here on this Christmas night determine that John Kennedy did not live or die in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that we may achieve in our time and for all time the ancient vision of peace on earth, goodwill toward all men.